USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue between lawmakers over a nearly $1 trillion proposed infrastructure package from a bipartisan group of senators. One member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, believes there's a desire for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending. The Ohio Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's already spoken with many colleagues who were ready to support it.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue. You know, can you do this? Can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal.
And the Department of Homeland Security has announced that travel restrictions on the Canadian and Mexican borders will continue into July. The bans on non-essential travel between the countries will last until July 21st. The department says the extension will continue to try to reduce the spread of the virus while allowing essential trade and travel to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The Fed is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that she has not yet visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed his calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn so much in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open, and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Following recent mass shootings, Colorado is cracking down on guns. Jeremy Scott reports.
Three gun control bills were signed into law by Colorado Governor Jared Polis over the weekend, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations, as long as they are no more lenient than Colorado state law. A second bill requires the state to carry out public awareness campaigns to, quote, educate the general public about firearms. And the governor also signed a third measure that prohibits gun dealers from transferring firearms to another individual who has not undergone a successful background check or has been convicted of several specified misdemeanor offenses.
Healthier communities depend on the safe use of firearms and reducing the threat and impact of gun violence on all of us.
The flurry of legislative action in Colorado comes after 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Boulder in March, and a week later another mass shooting left 6 people dead in Colorado Springs. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And John Rahm clinched his first major title on Sunday, winning the U.S. Open, finishing the tournament at 6 under par. Rahm birdied the last two holes of the final round to hold off Louis Oosthuizen, who finished second at 5 under. Rahm also becomes the first Spaniard to claim victory at the U.S. Open. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau was in contention for much of the weekend, but his hopes of repeating were dashed by a final round 6-over par 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.